Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of things there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, anywhere in between. We got something you can take advantage of there. Whether you're excited or frightened or whatever's going on in your business, starting one, running one, or getting rid of one, we got something that will help you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to take our poll question this week right there on the homepage. You can see how the poll is going so far when you click your answer. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Having a great visit with our good friend, Seth Lipsky. Seth is a member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Citizen's Constitution, an annotated guide, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the state of the Constitution, but also I want to talk a little bit more about that, and then I want to get into Martin Luther King and get your thoughts on your interview with him. Seth, I'm concerned that over the last 3 years, almost like when Lincoln set aside habeas corpus during the Civil War, you know, I feel like our government has taken those kinds of liberties with the Constitution to in the name of saving the country, and it kind of concerns me. I'm concerned that some of the things that they've done have not been as noble as Lincoln's intentions. What do you think?
Well, I think that's why we need to have a debate on the Constitution among these candidates to see whether they really understand the basic principles. I mean, you know, habeas corpus is one of the things that can be suspended, but only in times of war. And it has to be done by the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
But in any event, the much more relevant points today concern, you know, enumerated powers. The health care bill is a huge fight coming up. The Supreme Court has actually scheduled several days of argument, more than half.
Four or five hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more than half the states are actually in court now trying to defeat this law. More than 50% of the American states.
Yep.
And so it's exposed these deep constitutional bedrock. It's been exposed, as I say, and this is what we're fighting over.
What do you think of the chances that the ultimate candidates, the two candidates, could actually have, somebody could talk them into having a constitutional debate? I'd pay to see wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd love it. I mean, after that article that I wrote proposing a constitutional debate ran in the Wall Street Journal, I was deluged with people who thought it was a great idea, and some organizations wanted to actually get involved. And I'm just a journalist. I'm not a sponsor of debates or anything like that. But
I'll tell you what I think we should do is I think we should make it required that they do that, and I think they should also be required to have you as the moderator, Seth. I'm totally serious, Seth. I want to shift horses just for a second and ask about Dr. Martin Luther King. You interviewed him, you met him. In your opinion, now, 40 something years later, what do you think would be his how do you think he would feel about his legacy and the things that he tried to accomplish? What do you think, or say about the black community? What do you think he would think?
You know, first of all, I can't speak for him. I can only speculate as a journalist. I regarded him as a heroic man, but I disagreed with him on a number of things, including the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously our country has made important progress on civil rights, a struggle that was going on before Martin Luther King came on the scene, to which he added a great deal, but which is still continuing after he's gone. I mean, the percentage of our business life that is represented by minority owners would probably disappoint Dr. King. There was a press conference in New York almost exactly a year ago that we covered at the New York Sun. Not a whole lot of people covered it. It was a group of religious leaders. Mm-hmm. It was the Catholics, some Protestants, and the most orthodox of the Jewish leaders. And the thing they talked about was the abortion rate in New York. They were announcing the latest figures, which showed that in the African American community in New York, 60% of pregnancies were ended by abortion in 2009. And I think symptoms like that
what do you think Dr. King would have thought about that?
I would have to. I can only speculate, but I can imagine that he would be seeing that as a sign of despair and a lack of hope and as a crisis.
I've got 30 seconds.
As many of the other clergymen in this press conference did.
Yeah, I've got 30 seconds, Seth. So quick question, tough one though. Do you think as our first black president, President Obama has made any contributions to that legacy?
As an example of what the possibilities are in this country, even for minority persons,
yeah.
I think he made a great contribution. And
Seth, I'm sorry. That's a good answer. I'm going to have to end on. Give us a website quickly, please. Seth Lipsky, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. The Citizen's Constitution. That's his book. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.